Report: Teen charged in shooting outside Republican Lee Zeldin's home, $1 million cash bail. By Jacob Bliss on November 8, 2022. A New York teenager was charged in a shooting that happened outside Republican gubernatorial nominee Lee Zeldin's home and held on a $1 million cash bail, according to Fox News. Noah Green, an 18-year-old suspect, was charged on Monday in connection to a shooting last month that happened outside Zeldin's home while he and his wife were gone and his children were there. Green was arraigned at Cromartie Court Complex in Riverhead, New York, on 7 counts in connection to the drive-by shooting that happened outside Zeldin's home on October 9. Breitbart News reported in October. New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Representative Lee Zeldin had a shock to the system on Sunday when two people were shot outside his Long Island home while his teenage twin daughters were inside. According to Zeldin, his two daughters, 16-year-olds Michaela and Ariana, were on inside doing their homework when the shots broke out in front of their home. He and his wife, Diana, were in the car returning from the Bronx Columbus Day Parade in Morris Park. A law enforcement official told the Post that the shooting had nothing to do with the congressman seeking to unseat Democrat New York Governor Kathy Hochul. The shooting in front of Zeldin's home comes after the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association endorsed him for governor. Fox News added that the surveillance cameras at Zeldin's home showed three people. One person was wounded lying beneath the porch. One was lying beneath a bush close by, and the third person was uninjured, moving around the property. The report added. Green was ultimately charged last week with two counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree, criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree, criminal possession of a firearm, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, unauthorized use of a vehicle in the third degree, and resisting arrest. The prosecutor asked for $1 million cash bail, a $2 million insurance bond, and $10 million partially secured bond, which was granted by the judge. The defense called the bail excessive. While requesting bail, the prosecutor cited the felony weapons charges, the resisting arrest charge in which Green allegedly reached for a gun in his pocket, and other additional violence linked to the charges associated with the weapon and stolen vehicle. Two 9mm shell casings linked to the shooting outside of Zeldin's home were found in the SUV. One shell casing was in the windshield and the other was in the hood of the vehicle. The defense attorney also argued that his client has never been in trouble with the law, was a standout basketball player at Wyandanch High School, that there is no allegation that Green is the person who used the weapon in a crime. The defense attorney says his client denies any involvement in the shooting and has not been charged with that. The investigation is ongoing. During the gubernatorial election, Zeldin ran his campaign on a tough-on-crime platform and has gone after his Democrat opponent for her support of cashless bail. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.